fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of May. The purpose of the day is learn how to garden and learn how to put up food. This is a Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's available at amazon.com. Steve Ben Noon, his website's israelinewslive.org. And Murr from Wisconsin, do you still have a question or comment, my dear?
Yeah, I can add a comment. March 9, 1933, Roosevelt bankrupted the country. Been a government in name only ever since, and we are enemies of the state.
Okay.
And in the Constitution, treaties override every other law. That's why this NATO is trying to be pushed everywhere, because they're not under any individual law. We are just supposed to stay separate nations, and they're forcing us into this one world nonsense. Okay, it's been predicted, it's been prophesied, but we are bankrupt. Agencies run us, okay? And the banks. Bottom line is the banks, and we know who the international Jewish banks run the world.
Okay, Murr, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay, gentlemen, well, first of all, Steve, how long are you going to be with us?
I got about 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes. Well, to summarize, we've had some conflict here between Jeff's sources and Steve's sources, both of whom appear to be bona fide sources on the ground. Now, that makes for a real quandary, Jeff has private trusted sources on the ground. Steve has private trusted on the ground and are coming to very different conclusions. So my first thought is, are these horses in different parts of the country where different things could be taking place? Jeff, what do you think about that, sir?
Well, one of the people that I talked to is somebody who knows Putin too and has worked in Moscow. And okay. So I don't know who he's talking to.
Okay, well, these horses need to remain private for obvious reasons. Well, let's go back to the language situation. Is it possible, gentlemen, that speaking Russian in one part of Ukraine is a really big problem and speaking Russian in another part of Ukraine is not? Is that a possibility, Jeff?
No, it's not illegal to speak Russian in Ukraine, but this lady that you just had attacked me, and I would you like to make an
go ahead and address the attack, please.
What's that?
Go ahead and address the attack.
It's very interesting to me when Putin has invaded Ukraine to denazify it, when a woman expressing anti-Semitic views, anti-Jewish views, is pro-Russian and anti-NATO, and that this is, and agrees with Steve and not with me, this is really intriguing to me, and bears closer analysis.
Okay. Anything else on that line there, Jeff?
No, but I think people should pay close attention to this, how it can be a Jewish conspiracy when, in fact, the Russians are saying that they're attacking Nazis, who are the prime anti-Semites in history.
Very true. Very true. All right. Steve, you've got more limited time than Jeff does. What direction would you like to see this go next, sir?
Probably would be good to address, because I know you were looking at the vaccine issue as well, and the virus outbreaks, things like that. But since we're limited on that, we'd probably be better to go down that line there.
Sure.
Because I realize, too, you know, when it comes to the language thing, I understand where Jeff's going with on what he's talking about there. And it's one of those things that, you know, it depends on, and I think your analysis on that too, John, is very important, and that is that one part of the country, it might be more of an issue than another part of the country, because that's really what it comes down to. You know, the one other case I'll just mention was that the one friend that I have that's that works at a big company there, he knew a man that's ethnically Russian, and he speaks to him one day as he comes into the store. They just saw each other in a store, not that he worked there. But he greeted him in Russian, but the guy would not greet back in Russian, only spoke in Ukrainian. And so he figured he was probably just afraid. So then the next time he sees him, he spoke to him in Russian. And so the guy says, oh, so you will speak Russian. He spoke in Ukrainian. And so he says, so you know to speak in Ukrainian. And he says, but I thought you would rather me speak to you in Russian because you are Russian. And you know, he's just trying, because he's more neutral in this issue, but he's trying to be polite in that regard. But when it comes down to it, it's fear. It's fear of what's going to happen if they do speak in that language. So anyway, going back though real quick to the issue of the virus there, we're going to have an outbreak of the virus. The coronavirus is going to start in the fall. And this time it's going to be as a result of those that are vaccinated. And don't know exactly why, how that's going to be. I mean, I could probably disseminate some of that from what doctors say as far as those that are vaccinated shedding spike proteins, things like that, that will cause others to get sick. But other than that, that's about the only thing I know that's going to happen on that. And then it'll escalate on into the next year. We will go back under lockdowns. And of course, when you're hearing this type of information, what's really concerning the most is the fact that we already know what's going to happen. I remember one day in a discussion that we were having, the issue was brought to my attention that we knew a year, I think it was a year and 6 months to the very month of what outbreak was going to happen next. And of course, the one gentleman that I know says, how would we know this? He said, I'm a nuclear physicist. He said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a nuclear physicist. And I think to myself, we can't know that we're going to have certain outbreaks by certain times, you know, is preposterous. So the thing is they know this because they pretty much have planned what's going to happen. And You know, and of course, I've already been told that we'll end up going back down. They said we'd have about a year break, is what I was told, on where they've lift the bans, they've lift all this restrictions and stuff. The mandates are being lifted in a lot of places, which is good. People need a little sigh of relief. But we would have about a year break. And, of course, the new outbreak that will begin in the fall, go into next year. So sometime next year, we'll end up right back into the mandates again, right back down to the lockdowns. And it's not going to be good.
All right. All right. Gentlemen, we got a couple of callers here. First, we have Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Coming through okay? Hi there. How you doing? How are you all doing
tonight?
So for the people, I'm coming down on the side of Jeff Nyquist in this. Ukraine is not part of Russia. They don't look at themselves as part of Russia. Most Ukrainians are, especially the ones that are, you know, under the age of, what, 30, don't look at themselves as any part of Russia. And if Russian people in the eastern part of Ukraine want to be part of Russia, kick it off your rear end and go move there. So listen to this. This is back from 2012 to let you know how old friends Putin is with Henry Kissinger. Putin's secretary, Mr. Dmitry Peskov, announced a meeting between Kissinger and Putin and said the men are old friends who have met 8 or 10 times over the years. One time, Mr. Putin dined at Mr. Kissinger's home in New York and said Mr. Putin and Mr. Kissinger go back so far that he values their point of view, and Mr. Kissinger's a great guy. So I don't know how people think that Putin is somehow, you know, the lion of the Christian Russia that's standing up to the New World Order. He's old friends with Kissinger. In the book entitled First Person, Mr. Putin admiringly recalled a conversation in the early 90s when an aide to the mayor of St. Petersburg was asked to pick up Mr. Kissinger at the airport. Kissinger talked about how he and Putin are on the same page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I've got a pile of these articles that are well-sourced that show that Putin is not some kind of off-the-plantation, you know, man who's standing up against the Nazi party in Ukraine. By the way, there's a lot more Nazis in the United States than there are in the Ukraine. Should we let Putin come here and clean up our Nazi problem? We've got Nazis everywhere. We've got liberals and socialists and communists everywhere. Should we let Putin come here and clean up the mess for us? I think it's absurd. So I think Jeff Nyquist is right on this one. People, okay, because of this desperate need to believe that somebody is standing up to Biden and the New World Order, that somehow Putin is doing God's work and actually going to do what he says he's going to do. Putin's just another globalist player, and he has no business invading the Ukraine. So can I get your comment on that, gentlemen? Sorry, I'm a little passionate on this one.
Obviously. Jeff, you want to go first, sir?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, people have been deceived by Putin. And, you know, again, I point to this incredible contradiction. We had a woman who expressed anti-Jewish views. And, of course, Ukraine has a Jewish president. But Putin's, one of his major justifications for invading Ukraine is he's going to denazify it. Well, that, you know, it's when you are lying and talking out of both sides of your mouth that these kind of absurd contradictions occur. And yep, and people just don't notice it. They don't notice this. It's just completely crazy.
Let me read a couple more just real quick, and then I'll skate. Putin and Kissinger have maintained a warm personal relation over a number of years. Putin and Kissinger have held more than a dozen meetings. Putin welcomes Kissinger old friends to talk shop. There's one in here I'm trying to find where it says the Moscow restaurants now have robots checking up on people's COVID status. So if people think that Russia is the solution to the New World Order, they better think again.
Okay. Eric, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Steve, I know you got a scoot here. Your last comment, sir, before we got to go.
Actually, I agree with Eric and what he's saying, because when I talk about this war and when I speak about this, it's definitely not in support of Putin as that he is a savior of the New World Order, because I do not believe, even though there are people that are saying that he is fighting the New World Order, to me, he's not. He's only a pawn in the game playing his part. when you look at that aspect of it there. And as is pointed out, yes, Zelensky is Jewish. He's part of the Chabad organization. But Putin also is surrounded by the Chabad organization that backs him in Russia as well. So to me, it's just another New World Order move. And I have been told that, yes, Putin, as well as China, on what they call level 3 to level 4, which is what we're seeing, the war side of it, we are enemies. But you get up in what we call the level 6 to level 7, they are players. They know their job. They know what they have to do in order to reshape the world. Now, the one thing that I have been told, though, about Putin that's kind of peeved off even level 6 and 7 is that he's kind of irritated because he wasn't getting the lands that he was promised as part of the New World Order. And that happens to be Eastern Ukraine as one of those areas. Also, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania were supposed to go back under Russian control in the New World Order. He conceded to allow that to go under the NATO part of it, which won't be called NATO, or not NATO, but as far as the European Union. But these are some of the squabbles that they get into militarily that they kind of get off track, but they'll end up bringing him back on track. In fact, I've even been told they'll put a clone in that's more cooperative if he doesn't line up with what they want to do. So the caller is right. You are, and especially with Kissinger, that's the nail on the head. Anybody that's aligned with Kissinger ought to know very well, even the other caller where it says it's ran by the Jewish elite. That's true. Kissinger is that Jewish elite. So just like he runs America, he runs Russia too. So all the players are playing their part, but the people on the ground, especially in Eastern Ukraine, these ethnic Russian people, to him, he is a liberator. He is the great Christian warrior that is coming into fight. But, you know, I'm skeptical as far as the Christian side of it. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I can't judge a person's heart on that. So I do see both sides of the story.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I mean, Steve, thank you. I know you got a scoot, and we appreciate you being with us and hope you can make it next Tuesday. Okay. Jeff, would you like to follow up before we take our next caller, or just go ahead and take the next caller?
Yeah, we can take the next caller.
Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, Steve is right on a lot of everything he said there. Everything that I've been looking at says just the opposite of what Jeff has been saying for a long time. I see a lot of evidence that Russia is winning over there. The amount of casualties that are being taken are minimal. I heard the other day I got information, and I got it verified with Michael Rivero, who verified the same information that I had, that there's about anywhere between 1,200 and 4,000 Ukrainian Nazis, okay, that are dying over there every single day now. Russia is winning hands down over there. There's no doubt about it. What we're hearing over here in this country is controlled, nothing but controlled propaganda. Okay, that's all it is. It's controlled propaganda, every bit of it. If you want to hear somebody that's on the ground over there, I suggest you look up Patrick Lancaster. He's a reporter. Right now he's over in Mariupol, and he reports, everything he reports on is basically true. He's on the ground. He interviews the people, everything.
Okay. You want to hold on to the break here, Charlie?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll break back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
The CDC says gun deaths were up 35% in 2020. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported on firearms deaths. 2020 had the highest rate since 1994. Gun violence is a crime. It would make a lot more sense if the FBI were reporting on shooting deaths. Or maybe since firearms is in their name, ATF should produce this report. Why is the CDC reporting on anything that is not a disease? This is how gun violence will become the next public health crisis that the CDC will use to seize unconstitutional power to combat. What will the CDC claim is their next domain to conquer? Traffic fatalities? Aviation deaths? Why do we even need the FBI, ATF, DOT, or FAA? Just let the CDC do it all. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem. Parabellum.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the best way to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that grandchild off to college from the effects of EMP. Very nice for the dollar discount. Each piece of equipment. I'm grandfathered in for my listeners. Thank you. At thelibertyman.com. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon.com. And there's a way you can support Jeff and his efforts and his work. And tell us, Jeff, how people can do that, please, before we get back to Charlie.
There's a PayPal button underneath every video and article so you can give and support the site.
Absolutely. Charlie, let's continue with your comment or question, sir.
Okay, yeah. I've supported Jeff in the past. I've even gone to his page and tried to make a contribution, but it wouldn't go through for some reason. I don't have anything against Jeff. I like him very much, but I think he's on the wrong side on this. I mentioned Graham Patrick Lancaster. There's another one named Graham Phillips, and he's got pictures and video of Russian soldiers handing out bread and food to the Ukrainian citizens. Patrick Lancaster has a video that was taken 11 days ago showing Ukrainian snipers shooting innocent civilians in Russia and in the Donbass area. He's shown that several times. As a matter of fact, they almost shot him. These people, John, these Ukrainian Nazi people are on their way over here. And what I mean by that is we're giving them passage. We're letting them enter our country. Some are coming in legally. Some are coming in illegally. These people are nothing more than Nazi killers. And they're going to stir up trouble in this country. I think Biden's probably behind it. I don't know. But they're on their way here. And as a matter of fact, this guy that just did this shooting the other day that everybody's been talking about, I can't remember where it was at, but it was there's links to showing him his picture, his ID, and showing another Ukrainian soldier they look almost identical. Now, I don't know who did that reporting, but it's very close, and I can't say it's the same person, but they look like the same person. These people are probably going to be working for Biden, you know? They're going to do everything they can to upset our elections here in this country, is what I believe, what I'm afraid of. The only other thing I would like to add to my comments is that I don't know where Steve Bannon's coming on all this 6, 7, and 8 stuff. But it makes no sense to me that Russia, well, first of all, his connections, Putin's connections with Henry Kissinger must have been light years ago. All right, it would have been in an era that is way gone past by now. He has kicked most of the bankers, almost all of them, out of his country. And these are the same bankers that are attacking him now, the Jewish oligarchs that he kicked out. And they're the same ones that are in Ukraine, Zelensky, the whole bunch. Zelensky's handlers, they're all Ukrainian oligarchs. They rigged that election. I know Jeff likes to say it was a fair election. There was nothing fair about it. They used George Soros' voting machines, okay? I've heard people on the street over there in Kiev said they did not vote for Zelensky. The guy's a porno star. He plays the piano with his penis. No one, those people in Ukraine are Christians. They're either Russian Orthodox or some other type of orthodoxy. The Donbass has been being bombed constantly for 14 years. For 14 years! And Russia had an arm. Ukraine had an army that was, I think, 100 miles outside of the Russian border at the time when Putin decided to enter. Putin played it perfect. Okay, he pulled in all his old equipment and stuff like that at the perfect time, okay, so he could get in there and set things up. And that's exactly what he did, and he's prepared now. Now, when we try to pull in any of our tanks and stuff, or I should say our, I mean the stuff that Biden's sending over there, they're going to get knocked out because Putin is already set up. Anyway, as far as what Steve Bannon was saying about the 6, 7, 8, and 9, it makes no sense to me. First of all, Putin has backed. I'm going to finish it up real quick here. Putin has backed his money by gold, which is totally pulling away from the Jewish banking system that we have in this country. It's totally against the petrol dollar. That's all I got to say. Thank
you, Charlie. Thank you for your call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.RBNinsight.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A few days ago, we got new pictures of myself posted there. A very nice photo of me in a library. Another photo of me wearing my tiger stripe uniform, preparing to make a parachute jump. That's a lot of fun. And of course, one we've had there for years with me on my Nomad motorcycle, ready to go for a ride here in the beautiful mountains of the Ozarks. Exclusive content at my website you'll find nowhere else. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist. Articles written, posted by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. Mike Lindell's people reached out to me to become a dealer for his products, up to 66% off. Gentlemen, you want to be a hero for the ladies? These Giza sheets, the really nice towels that he offers, the sleepwear, up to 66% off. And, of course, the MyPillows that are very comfortable as well. So check out the details at my website. Don't forget to check out the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if your arthritis pain is slowing you down, you need an energy cleaner. If you're not sleeping like a small child or an adult like I do, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You already have your energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush throws. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner, your Micro Plush throw. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the last caller.
Hopefully.
It was very interesting that he complained about the horrible Ukrainian Nazis, and then he complained about the Jewish oligarchs ruling them. So I just want to draw people to their attention that these, that when you look at narratives, when you look at sources, when you're seeing these kind of glaring contradictions, it is the result of the Russian propaganda machine, the way they exploit both anti-Semitism and anti-Nazism at the same time. There's no consistency.
How is that possible? How is that even possible? I don't know.
What do you mean? When people lie, there's always contradictions.
Okay. All right.
Right? The truth doesn't line up with, you know, the truth. When you're lying, you're inconsistent. It's just by nature.
Well, I don't know how you can see have both Jewish people and Nazi people in charge at the same place at the same time. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, this previous caller, if you listen to him carefully, he was complaining about both Jews and Nazis. It's a pretty interesting thing.
It is.
Got to get that straight, you know? You got to figure that one out.
Well, let's pick one. Let's pick one group to be in charge. That would make sense. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, John. I had to do some deep breathing there for a little bit. All I'd like to say is, okay, as a Christian, and I know a lot of the callers are saying they're Christian, we're not supposed to go up against the Jewish people. We're supposed to pray for each other and uphold each other because that says it in the scripture. That's one comment I want to make. And second of all, regarding Putin and his Christianity, I can't imagine somebody trying to decide if he's Christian or not, because what Christian would attack innocent women and children, innocent men too, for no, you can't even figure out what he's up to. I know Jeff knows, you know, his thinking, but as a Christian watching that, I would definitely say he's not. What Christian goes and annihilates people for whatever his reason is? So I would say no. He may claim to be and out of his mouth, but there's a scripture that says you will know them by their fruits, what they do. And I don't see
Deborah,
any...
Deborah, I need to interrupt you, Deborah. Wouldn't both President Bush's, President Obama and President Trump all consider themselves Christian, and they invaded a country at peace, that would be Iraq, another country at peace, that would be Afghanistan, and killed untold tens of thousands of people. So there are certainly very recent precedents for men claiming to be Christians invading countries at peace and killing innocent men, women, and children. That's nothing new, Deborah, not at all.
I know, I'm just looking at a big, like, is he a Christian? I know with wars and that type of thing, it happens, but viewing Putin, I don't know. That's where it gets confusing with the religious side of it and the world side of it. You know, you have to weigh out, because we're all human beings, men, and we all make wrong choices. Okay? We're not perfect. But I'm saying that, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right.
Okay. Appreciate the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, we certainly had a rousing conversation this morning, to say the least. Went into a lot of different directions. What direction would you like this conversation to go next, sir?
Well, we have no more callers, and I
not at the moment. that'll change.
But yeah. Well, I could address what Laura said, but look, Putin. There's a book called From Russia with Blood. It's a very well researched book about all the assassinations that Putin has ordered, about the Alexander Litvinenko case, Marina Litvinenko, the widow of Alexander, wanted to know who murdered her husband with polonium, by the way. One of the chief scientists said, look, there's only one country in the world that has produced enough plutonium to do this poisoning, because Litvinenko had so much polonium in him. No other country in the world had enough plutonium to poison him that much, because the amounts they have is so tiny. Russia is the only country that could have poisoned him. And so then Prime Minister Theresa May did not want to give intelligence information to the investigators of Litvinenko's death, but a judge overruled her. The judge was allowed to see the intelligence. The judge wrote a decision, said that not only did Nikolai Patrushev, the head of the FSB, order Litvinenko's murder, but that it almost certainly had to be that Putin ordered Patrushev, because Patrushev's only boss would have been Putin. And the evidence was that Putin had personally ordered the poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko. Now, what's really interesting is that the scientist in that trial, who testified about the polonium, went to Russia on working on polonium, was apparently poisoned with something that caused him to become massively depressed, and he killed himself with two knives with multiple stab wounds. The investigators were so baffled they weren't even sure it was possible what he supposedly did to himself. Not only that, the judge in the case, someone with the identical name as the judge in a neighboring shire, was murdered. They couldn't figure out why. The idea was that the Russians had gone after the judge in the case.
And this gives
you an idea of the murderous nature of this regime in Moscow.
They went after the wrong judge. They had a mistaken identity.
They had an official in the judge, I forget his name, but the official in a neighboring town had the identical name and was murdered. And they said, why did somebody so brutally murder this guy? And then they said, wait a minute, this guy is the same name as the judge in the next village over. What is this? From Russia with Blood, I highly recommend it if people want to understand who Vladimir Putin is. You know, I've talked to journalists who've worked in Russia, the harassment, the murder of their colleagues, the murder of journalists. You just talk about the American journalist of Russian extraction, Paul Klebnikov, was gunned down in the street in Moscow for investigating what was going on in Russia. Anna Politkovskaya, gunned down outside of her apartment in Russia. Her investigations of what Putin was doing to murder people in Russia. The politicians murdered. Nemtsov, the poisoning of the leading dissident politician there now. Boris, I'm forgetting his name, but it's just, you know, poisoning people with nerve agents like the Skripals in Salisbury a couple of years back. I mean, this is a Russian nerve agent, and they had on camera the GRU officials sent to kill him. Putin doesn't even try to cover it up, for crying out loud, these murders. He's murdered people in the United States, for crying out loud. This guy is not a Christian, okay? Because Christians don't have people assassinated for disagreeing with them, for criticizing them. But this guy does.
Well, okay. This whole thing with Russia and Putin and the Ukraine is not going to go away anytime soon, is it, sir?
No, it's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse over time.
Looks like we have a caller now. We have Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello. Hello. I want to address this to Deborah from Arizona. So, Deborah, when Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple, was he being unchristian? Come on. So all the Russian people that died in the Holodomor, starved in the Ukraine and Russia, and were killed in the gulags, did they just lay down and say, well, I can't do anything against the Jews? I don't think you know your history, honey. You better find out. Also, I'm very happy with Steve Van Noon today. We were looking for somebody who would go against Steve Nyquist. Somebody was knowledgeable. I mean, I tried. Mike from Kentucky tried. And Glenn from Pennsylvania tried. But we just don't have the information. That's why I wanted Steve Nyquist to have a discussion with David Duke, somebody who's been there, lived in Russia, received his degree from the Kiev, from Ukraine University. I mean, we don't have enough. We can't debate him. We don't have the knowledge. So I'm just very happy today. I liked everything that Murr said. She exactly said what I wanted to say.
Well, Laura, we do thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And of course, Jeff's first name is Jeff, not Steve. Just Jeff Nyquist, not Steve Nyquist. Jeff, people get pretty emotional about these things, don't they, sir?
Well, there's a lot of propaganda, and being able to identify it and recognize it, it takes a lot of time and effort and study. And we've heard a lot of people today that have been mainly just consulting one side and have not really studied or really thought it through very carefully. You know, like I say, to be out of one side of your mouth attacking Jews and then attacking Nazis out of the other side of your mouth, it's pretty darn confused.
Well, attacking is one thing, but claiming both the Jewish entities and Nazi entities are both in charge of the same place at the same time just stretches credibility and logic to the breaking point, doesn't it?
Well, it shows that people are not logical. They're extremely lax and diffuse in their thinking, and they don't have a very good process for analyzing information. So they they take what they hear, they somehow try to adapt it to what they have somehow accumulated in the past, and it comes out. In this case, really, it's just strikes me right over the head as being what? You know, how do you even begin to address that? I have no idea.
Well, people do, and there's not going to be an end to this. This kind of lack of logic and the discourse involving the lack of logic will not end, will it, sir?
Well, no, and you see, this is the product of Russia's policy. Russia infiltrated the Nazi diaspora at the end of World War II. The Nazi movement is heavily infiltrated by Russian agents. They use it, especially in Europe, but also in South America and here. And so if you would look at Willis Carto in the later years of his life, the leading American Semite, the publisher of the Spotlight magazine, he flew over, he became buddies with the Russians back in the 90s. And you have, you know, this lady here mentioned David Duke is snuggled up with the Russians. He's an admirer of Hitler. So you go to all the neo-Nazi people. There was a guy, there's a book about him. It's called Dreamer of the Day. He wrote a book called Imperium. His name was, Ulich Varange was the name he published under. And he was a leading American Nazi theoretician. Carto published his work. He committed suicide in San Francisco, I think, in 1961 when he was caught by the FBI at the San Francisco airport with like 50 different IDs. This leading neo-Nazi was working with the KGB, had been in East Germany for many years. And people don't understand the communist use of Nazism, the red-brown alliance thing. So then when Russia goes to war with Ukraine, he wants to frame it as the fight of the great patriotic war against Hitler and the Nazis. But now he trips over his own use of Nazis in his attack on Nazis. And this is one of the things we're seeing come up in these people's seeking for pro-Russian or anti-Ukrainian sources of information. They're suddenly stumbling on these two different forks, these two different expressions of pro-Russian propaganda. And they are falling into very serious confusion over it. And this is just an example of the kind of manipulation and lying the Russians do. They are manipulating the right, the far right, and the far left. They are manipulating anti-Semitism, and they are manipulating anti-Nazism at the same time. The Russians, it's called the scissor strategy.
All right. Jeff, we got our last break. We got a caller on hold. We'll make the next caller as brief as we can. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, we got our last caller here. We got a call from Europe. We have Max in the European Union. Good morning, Max.
Hello, Mr. Moore. Hello, Mr. Nyquist. I just wanted to express my greatest admiration for Jeff Nyquist keeping, no matter what, his wonderful, elegant composure and patience in the face of the ever-thickening fog of willful ignorance. You know, it's pretty depressing to see how even wider parts of the conservative camps camp are now buying into these disinformation storylines, and the number of conservative American conservative websites I regularly attend or visit on an almost daily basis has gone down from 20 to meanwhile at the best 5, because it's gone pretty much hopeless with ever more people. So Jeff Nyquist is wonderful in keeping up the work and not throwing it away, because I would have done so many, many years ago.
All right. May I ask what country you're in, please, sir?
I'm in the European Union. In fact, I'm in Austria, and
Austria.
And I've done some translation work a couple of years ago. And
Before you get away, Max, have they reduced the COVID restrictions they had there in Austria?
It was a tactical retreat. The law is still there, you know, on the bench. I mean, it's valid law, but they don't execute it.
Okay.
So now during the summer, there is no debate, because they don't have, you know, any excuse for any measures for enforcing it. It's not being enforced right now.
Okay.
But who knows? Or he all might break loose yet again in autumn.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update.
And by the way, we have a head of state who is of the Greens, you know, a former Marxist economics professor.
That's right.
And you know, in this current international situation, he knew nothing better than remind the Austrians on May 8th, you know, that was the day of the German unconditional surrender of Dönitz in 1945, that we were liberated.
We need to scoot here. Max, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back for your exclusive hour tomorrow morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.